You're listening to the RBN Energy Blogcast. This is an audio version of RBN Energy's daily blog, the oil and gas industry's go-to source for insight. Every day, we cover commodity fundamentals, industry changes, and developing trends across energy markets. And now, we're making it easier than ever to enjoy our blogs. Whether it's on your drive into work, while you're at the office, or at home walking the dog, settle in, turn the volume up, and enjoy.
Thursday, July 2nd, 2020. Let's get together. Targa Resources Integrated Infrastructure to Sustain Profits Despite E&P Meltdown. Published by Nick Caccioni. Though crude oil prices have been rebounding lately, this spring's price crash sent shockwaves through the U.S. midstream industry, which not too long ago had emerged from a decade of massive infrastructure investment in response to unprecedented upstream production growth. Just as midstreamers were looking forward to steady earnings growth, waves of huge capex cuts and well shut-ins by producers shattered forecasts and shifted strategic instincts toward survival instead of growth. Every company is different, of course, but a lot can be learned by examining a single firm in detail to see how it will fare in the current market environment, given its particular set of assets and arrangements. Take Targa Resources. An analysis of its performance provides insights into the outlook for integrated natural gas and NGL assets, especially in the Permian Basin, as well as the value of forming joint ventures. Today, we preview our spotlight report on Targa. In observance of the upcoming holiday, we've given our writers a break and are revisiting a recently published blog on Targa. If you didn't read it then, this is your opportunity to see what you missed. Happy 4th of July. Spotlight is a joint venture of RBN Energy and East Daily Capital Advisors. With the support of oil and gas financial analytics, the Spotlight reports provide deep dives into the fundamentals that shape the outlook for midstream energy companies and is included as part of our Drill Down Report series, which is available to RBN Backstage Pass members. Spotlight should not be viewed as investment advice. Targa Resources was founded as a master limited partnership in 2003 by management and Warburg Pincus as the general partner of what was then called Targa Resources Partners. The MLP built a portfolio of natural gas processing and gathering assets in U.S. oil-weighted plays such as the Permian Basin, the Eagle Ford, the Anadarko and the Bakken, as well as crude oil gathering and terminaling assets in North Dakota and West Texas. After becoming one of the first midstream entities to simplify its structure by absorbing its MLP and eliminating incentive distribution rights, or IDRs, Targa made the strategic decision in 2017 to invest more than $8 billion to become a major integrated natural gas and NGL midstream firm. It did so by building an NGL pipeline to connect its gathering and processing, or G&P, systems in the Permian, North Texas and Oklahoma with expanding fractionation and export facilities in Texas and Louisiana. Although capital spending on the build-out significantly boosted debt, Targa expected that its operating margin and EBITDA growth, driven by growing associated Permian gas output and rising export demand for NGLs, would allow it to deleverage or reduce its debt, as capex dropped off in 2020 to 2023. Today, Targa Resources is a mid-size, $3.0 billion market cap, publicly traded midstream company that is engaged primarily in gathering, compressing, processing, trading, transporting and selling natural gas, and transporting, storing, fractionating, treating and selling NGLs and NGL product, including service to LPG exporters. The company operates two primary segments, gathering and processing, at 55% of 2019 operating margin, and logistics and transportation, at 45% of 2019 operating margin. As we mentioned just before, the company is nearing the end of a $8.5 billion 2016-20 capital program to become an integrated natural gas and NGL infrastructure entity. That effort included the construction of the $2 billion Grand Prix NGL pipeline, the building of 15 new gas processing plants with an aggregate 2.7 BCF per day of capacity, construction of three fractionation trains with 420,000 barrels per day of incremental capacity, and LPG export debottlenecking and expansions to add 5 million barrels per month of capacity. Currently, the gathering and processing segment includes approximately 8,900 miles of natural gas pipelines and 46 owned and operated gas processing plants that in 2019 processed an average of 4.44 BCF per day of natural gas and produced an average of 505,000 barrels per day of NGL. The gas gathering systems are located in the Midland and Delaware basins in the Permian, the Eagle Ford Shale, the Barnett Shale, the Anadarko Ardmore, and Arkoma basins in Oklahoma and Kansas, the Williston Basin in North Dakota, and the onshore and near-offshore regions of the Louisiana Gulf Coast and Gulf of Mexico. The company also has a crude gathering system and four terminals in the Williston Basin, and crude gathering and storage assets in the Midland Basin. In the fourth quarter of 2019, the G&P segment generated an operating margin of $290 million and EBITDA of $222 million. The logistics and transportation segment, its downstream business, transports and converts NGLs into NGL products and transports, distributes, and markets NGLs via terminals and transportation assets. The major assets in this segment are: first, the Grand Prix pipeline. Targa holds a 56% interest in this pipeline, which transports NGLs from the Permian Basin, North Texas, and Southern Oklahoma, to Mont Belvieu, Texas. Volumes from the Permian segment, capacity 300,000 barrels per day, expandable to 550,000 barrels per day, joined with volumes from North Texas and Southern Oklahoma, various capacities in a final section of the pipe that runs to Mont Belvieu, 450,000 barrels per day, expandable to 950,000 barrels per day. Note that Targa on July 1st initiated an open season on a 110-mile extension of Grand Prix that it first announced on February 2019. The segment would extend Grand Prix north from southern Oklahoma into the SCOOP/STACK production region, and more specifically, to a new interconnection in Kingfisher County, Oklahoma, with Williams Bluestem Pipeline. Second, fractionators. Targa holds various stakes in seven fractionation trains at Mont Belvieu with a total capacity of 828,000 barrels per day, as well as a 110,000 barrels per day train expected to enter service in the third quarter of 2020. The company also holds a 100% interest in a 55 million cubic feet per day fractionator at Lake Charles, Louisiana, and a 35,000 barrels per day hydrotreater at Mont Belvieu. Third, export facilities. Targa owns export facilities at Galena Park, Texas, and Mont Belvieu that have a combined LPG export capacity of 10 million barrels per month, or about 330,000 barrels per day, which the company plans to increase to 15 million barrels per month, or about 500,000 barrels per day, by the third quarter of 2020. Targa Resources' operating margin is forecast to increase by 19% this year, from $1.76 billion in 2019 to $2.1 billion in 2020, driven by a 26% increase in logistics and transportation segment results from rising pipeline, fractionation and export revenues. The segment's operating margin is expected to increase by another 16% to $1.27 billion by 2022, boosting its share of Targa's total operating margin from 48% in 2019 to 63% in 2020. However, operating margin in the gathering and processing segment is forecast to plunge 16% between 2020 and 2022 due to drilling cutbacks and well shut-ins in all operating regions. As a result, Targa's total operating margin will stay close to flat over the next couple of years. Since its formation 17 years ago, Targa has expanded through a combination of acquisitions and organic growth. Among its most notable early purchases was the 2005 $2.35 billion acquisition of Dynegy Midstream. In late 2006, Targa formed Targa Resources Partners to take advantage of the higher stock market multiples then accruing to MLPs. Targa completed a drop-down of assets in 2010 and became a publicly traded general partnership. The partnership entered the Williston Basin in 2012, and in October 2014 TRGP and NGLS announced the largest transaction in their history, the acquisitions of Atlas Pipeline Partners and the midstream assets of Atlas Energy for a total of $7.7 billion, which added midstream systems in the Eagle Ford, the Anadarko Basin and the Arkoma Basin, as well as expanding Targa's footprint in the Permian. However, the Atlas acquisitions came in the midst of an industry financial crisis as commodity prices plunged, which sent TRGP's share price plummeting 80%, from a high of $130 per share in August 2014 to $27 per share in late 2015. In response, management began a process to assess strategic alternatives that led to three major decisions, one structural and two strategic. In November 2015, Targa became one of the first U.S. midstream entities to absorb its MLP in a simplification transaction that merged all assets into a single C-Corp structure that would attract a broader universe of investors and allow access to a deeper pool of capital to finance future growth. The streamlined corporate structure and the elimination of IDRs boosted cash flow and improved the company's cost of capital. The result was improved coverage ratios and a higher credit profile that would allow the company to take advantage of growth opportunities. The integration, along with higher commodity prices, led to a rebound in the company's share price and increased its flexibility to engage in financing transactions. As we mentioned earlier, following the absorption of the MLP, Targa operated two primary segments, gathering and processing, which was largely composed of assets used in gathering raw natural gas and processing it into merchantable natural gas and mixed NGLs, and logistics and marketing, which changed in 2019 to logistics and transportation, which focused on fractionation of mixed NGLs into NGL products, primarily at Mont Belvieu, and the storage and marketing of those products, including services to LPG exporters. While these were significant and growing businesses, Targa remained dependent on pricing decisions and capacity restraints by third parties to transport mixed NGLs from its major systems to its downstream assets for fractionation and sale. The company addressed that perceived shortcoming by building its own NGL pipeline from its Permian, North Texas, and Oklahoma gathering and processing systems to its fractionation hub at Mont Belvieu. The Grand Prix pipeline would allow the company to maximize the value of hydrocarbons from wellhead to sale or export and coordinate the expansion of its gathering and processing systems with the build-out of fractionation trains and other downstream infrastructure serving growing petrochemical and export market. With cash flow still impacted by the slow recovery in commodity prices, and its distribution coverage ratio hovering below 1.0 times, Targa weighed options on financing an estimated $1.4 billion in 2017 growth capex that included Grand Prix expenditures, as well as construction of an additional 450 million cubic feet per day of Permian gas processing capacity. In its second quarter 2017 earnings call, the company said that it was open to potential partner opportunities that would enhance its economics on projects while retaining the strategic benefits. In October 2017, Targa followed through by announcing a strategic joint venture, or JV, with private equity firm Blackstone Energy Partners on the Grand Prix pipeline. Targa sold a 25% interest in Grand Prix to Blackstone in an agreement that included a commitment from Blackstone affiliate Eagle Claw Midstream to direct volumes from its Delaware Basin gathering system to the new pipeline. Concurrently, Targa announced it was taking a 25% stake in a JV with Kinder Morgan and DCP Midstream to develop the proposed Gulf Coast Express Pipeline, or GCX Pipeline, to transport natural gas from the Permian to the Texas Gulf Coast. A 50-50 JV with Hess Midstream to construct a $150 million, 200 million cubic feet per day gas processing plant in the Bakken followed in January 2018. In February 2018, Targa announced its most substantial joint venture to date, a $1.1 billion agreement with Stonepeak Infrastructure Partners. The two entities created three development companies, or DevCos, to own Targa's 25% interest in the GCX pipeline, a 20% interest in the Grand Prix pipeline, and a 100% interest in a new 100,000 barrels per day fractionation tray. Stonepeak owned an 80% interest in the GCX and fractionation DevCos and a 95% interest in the Grand Prix DevCo. Targa has the option to acquire all or part of Stonepeak's interests over a four-year period beginning when all three projects have commenced commercial operation or January 1, 2020. Half of the JV interest can be acquired in $100 million increments and the final 50% in one final payment. The newly released Spotlight report on Targa Resources expands upon this analysis of the company's strategic decisions regarding gas and NGL integration and JV formation, and provides detailed information on Targa's strategic response to the drastic cutbacks in E&P activity triggered by the COVID pandemic. These include slashing Targa's dividend and sharply curtailing capital investment in 2020 and beyond. In the report, we also forecast volumes and EBITDA generation for every significant asset in the company's gathering and processing and logistics and transportation segments through 2022. For more information about the report, see today's blog on our website at rbnenergy.com. Let's Get Together was written by Robert and Richard Sherman for the 1961 Disney feature film, The Parent Trap. It was sung by the featured actress, Haley Mills, who portrayed twin sisters in the film. Annette Funicello and Tommy Sands also performed the song in a scene at a summer camp dance in the movie. Mills' rendition of the song in the movie was so popular that Disney decided to record an album of songs with Mills on its Buena Vista label. With Salvador Camarada producing, Disney released a single of Let's Get Together in the fall of 1961. The record went to number 8 on the Billboard Hot 100 Singles chart. The label on the single reads Haley Mills and Haley Mills in a nod to her dual role in The Parent Trap. The complete Buena Vista LP, called Let's Get Together with Haley Mills, was released in early 1962. Disney would follow up the single's success with the release of a second single, Johnny Jingo, from the album. Johnny Jingo went to number 21 on the Billboard Hot 100 in early 1962. As a side note of interest, in 1963, ABC launched The Patty Duke Show, which was clearly influenced by The Parent Trap. It featured Patty Duke playing identical paternal cousins. The show ran from 1963 to 1966. Haley Mills is an English actress who has made 33 feature films and appeared in 15 television shows. She has won an Academy Award and a Golden Globe Award. Haley Mills has remained involved in popular music, as her son Crispian Mills is the lead singer of the popular British psychedelic rock band, Kool & Shaker, which has released 5 studio albums.
This has been the RBN Energy Blogcast. Thanks for listening.